Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey, and today I have details for you for the Fortnite Star Wars crossover. All right, so let's get into these details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Come on. Where'd it go? There they are. Star Wars land in the Fortnite universe, the eve of Star Wars Day. Fortnite and Star Wars are crossing over again, but not in the same way as before. On May 3rd, with version 29.40, the Galactic Adventure comes to different parts of Fortnite universe: Lego Fortnite, Battle Royale, Fortnite Festival, and Rocket Racing. There's something for every Star Wars fan in this vast crossover. Head to Lego Fortnite to unlock Star Wars builds and decor, or fight off enemies with a Wookiee bowcaster by your side in Battle Royale. Rock out in a Mos Eisley Cantina-inspired area at the Festival Jam stage, and unlock Pod Racer and Darth Maul decal in Rocket Racing. Rebel against the Empire in LEGO Fortnite. The Empire and Rebels are coming to your LEGO Fortnite world. Side with the Rebels by building up the Rebel Village and using tools to keep the Empire at bay. Lightsabers, bowcasters, DL-44 blasters, E-11 blasters, and thermal detonators. Make progress in the LEGO Pass Rebel Adventure as you help out the Rebellion. This pass has unlockable rewards, including Star Wars builds and a core, and the Chewbacca outfit you'll get just for upgrading to the pass premium reward track. There's so much to see and do in LEGO Fortnite that there's a whole nother blog post fans can read. And we will do that in the next episode, because we got 2 days till this comes anyways. So we'll get to the further details of the LEGO Fortnite update in the next one. Chewbacca brings his bowcaster to Battle Royale. Chewbacca joins the fight. Millennium Falcon co-pilot Chewbacca has been captured, and it's up to you to rescue him. To save him from the claws of the Empire, you'll need to head to a specific Imperial roadblock. The one he's at changes each match. Chewbacca will cheer after being liberated, then follow you into battle with his trusty bowcaster. Who says Wookiees should have all the fun? Chewbacca will hand you your own Wookiee bowcaster as a thanks for rescuing him. You can also find one inside Imperial chests at Imperial roadblocks across the island. With this weapon equipped, shoot individual corals quickly or charge up a heavier explosive shot. Wield Darth Vader's lightsaber once again. Don't underestimate the power of the dark side. Darth Vader and the stormtroopers will be returning to the BR Island in the Lambda Shuttle, which will touch down in one of three set landing zones each match. Defeat Vader in battle and you'll be able to pick up his lightsaber. Use Darth Vader's lightsaber to block incoming fire and swing at enemies, and even throw it at your opponents. With stormtroopers come their E-11 blasters. Grab these returning weapons from defeated stormtroopers or Imperial chests at Vader's landing sites. a galaxy full of quests. Put your bowcaster and blaster skills to the test to complete Battle Royale Star Wars quests. You'll receive a Battle Pass level up for completing 5 of these quests, and the AWR Pack Backbling for completing 10. Battle Royale Star Wars quests will be released in 2 phases during the crossover. The first on May 3rd at 9 a.m. Eastern, and the second at 9 a.m. Eastern on May 7th. The Star Wars Bash and Battle Royale, including the quest, will end May 14th at 9 a.m. Eastern. Tournament notes: the Star Wars crossover gameplay features are not included in tournaments. Get the galaxy groovin' in Fortnite Festival. Play some music with a Mos Eisley Cantina-inspired setting. Jam just like they do in Tatooine. An area inspired by Mos Eisley's famous cantina will be coming to the Fortnite Festival Jam stage on May 3rd. Create your own version of the famous cantina band by getting up on stage with your friends, or just chill out and appreciate some sandy songs. Unlock the 7-string Helixit guitar. Okay, pick up a Naboo classic. You can unlock the 7-string Helixit guitar by completing 7 of Fortnite Festival Star Wars quests. These quests go live at 9 a.m. Eastern on May 3rd. For completing just 4, you'll unlock a Battle Pass level up. Fortnite Festival Star Wars festivities include the quests, will be available until May 14th at 9 a.m. Eastern. Keep away from those energy binders. Star Wars in Rocket Racing. Ready your hyperdrive, it's about time to boost the quest tab. Keep a lookout for Star Wars quests flipping into Rocket Racing on May 3rd at 9 a.m. Eastern, and more at 9 a.m. Eastern on May 7th. Complete 7 of these quests to unlock a Battle Pass level up, and 14 to unlock the Pod Racing inspired Energy Binders Trail. Starting May 3rd at 9 a.m. Eastern, Rocket Racing will also have May the 4th quests. Complete 4 to unlock Anakin's Pod Racer decal, and 8 to unlock Darth Maul decal. Drive over to the dark side of the track. Both sets of quests will be available in Rocket Racing until May 20th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Star Wars comes to the shop. A starship load of items will be entering the shop. Here's a preview of some of the new offerings that'll be available. New outfits: Dagobah Luke, Lando Calrissian, and the AWR troop. Take your pick from a Jedi apprentice, a smooth-talking smuggler, and one of the Empire's most covert soldiers. The Dagobah Luke, Lando Calrissian, and AWR trooper outfits will be in the shop starting May 3rd with the release of version 29.40. It doesn't matter if you're from a swampy planet, Cloud City, or the Empire. It's always nice to have options. That's why all three of these outfits also have a Lego style. Boba Fett, Han Solo, Kylo Ren, and more return. So, I don't need to read all these names. Just expect that all the Star Wars items are going to come back to the item shop. Okay, let's see here. A ride fit for a bounty hunter. Cruise in a car crafted from Mandalorian steel. The Beskar car body is the toughest ride in the galaxy and is available in the Fortnite shop starting May 3rd with the release of version 29.40. This car body is part of the Beskar bundle. Okay, all the items in the bundle are usable in Rocket Racing, Battle Royale, and Creator-Made Islands, where car items can be used. They are also eligible for cross-game ownership with Rocket League. An iconic Star Wars song. Take the Cantina Band's catchiest song with you across the Fortnite universe with the Cantina Band, aka Mad About Me jam track. You can probably already hear it, can't you? Mm-hmm. Give Cantina a go with the intergalactic instruments. Play like an Ewok percussionist with the Andorian drum kit. Or if you're the lead, become a nailer goddess with the Nailergon guitar. The Cantina Band jam track, Andorian and Nalargon guitar will be in the Fortnite shop starting May 3rd with the release of version 29.40. Take them on tour to Fortnite Festival, Battle Royale, and Creator Made Islands, where jamming's all good. Star Wars lands in Fortnite universe on May 3rd, just in time for Star Wars Day. May the Force be with you. And there you go. There is your details about the Star Wars crossover here that we're getting in just a handful of days now on Friday, May 3rd. Right, this has already gone long, so let's just head on over to the item shop and see what's in the item shop today. I don't have anything new for you. Any more news or change of play. So let's just look at the item shop. It's got all the special offers, the packs, the Lego items, the cars, the gear for festival, the jam tracks. Marvel items are still here. Avatar is still here. The icons are still here. Shoji's Locker is here. That's got the Lucky Rider outfit with Rainbow Clover backbling for 1,500. Twist emote for 500. Rusty Rider glider for 1,200. Pick Squeak pickaxe for 1,500. Captain Choda's Locker is still here. The customizable NBA outfits are still here. We got the Battle Breakers bundle. That's got the Razor outfit with Fierce Cloud Puff backbling for 1,200. Kuramura outfit with Fire Vortex backbling for 1,500. Silver Flame Wrap for 500. Battle Breakers lobby music, that is 200. The Solid Steel bundle has the Diecast outfit for 1,200. Chromium outfit for 1,200. Persuader pickaxe for 800. Soldier Strider, or Solid Strider glider for 500. Or it's all in the bundle for 2,000, which is 1,500 off the total. We got the Survival Specialist outfit for 1,200. Vulture outfit for 1,500. Surf Rider outfit for 1,200. Wake Rider outfit for 1,200. Dual Fillet pickaxe for 500. Break an emote for 800. And then we got your the original basketball items that came out, and the FNCS Chapter 5 Season 2 bundle is still here as well. And you can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, M-M-M-I-K-I-E, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. For my item of the day today, I am going to go with the Survival Specialist outfit. Again, it's another one that I have just always really liked the way it looks. You know, it's not much. It is something different from the original character, though. Like, I like the hat, the shirt, the hair is different. You know, it makes it unique enough. All right, there you go. That is your item of the day, and that's going to be the episode of the day. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout-out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.